Hello, everybody. It's your CEO, Mr. Nick Carlson. How are you today, Mr. CTO?
Aye, aye, aye.
Good morning.
I told you I will match the energy. I got this.
Was that good?
That was good.
Okay, good. I sound like a little Mexican boy.
Now I really want senior chilies.
Oh, I know. I had it the other day. It was fantastic.
You fucking whore.
Have you ever watched the movie Coco? Coco?
What's it
about? It's about like these. It's a cartoon animation for kids, and it's like it's rather good actually.
Hold on, I'm
but it's these little Mexican people die, and they go to like wherever the
afterlife is. That's a hell of a movie for kids.
Well, it's like this afterlife, and so they're like trying not to forget their families, and so they have
all these memorials. Yeah,
it's
really
good.
It's like a Grateful Dead kind of movie.
Sort of.
Yeah, I know.
It's really good. It's called. I think they call it like the Day of the Dead or the Month of the Dead or whatever it's called. It's really cool, but it's a really neat. I like whatever that is about their society and how they do that in whatever that is, Mexico or wherever it is, just south of us. I like it. It's cool. I like the movie a lot.
Yeah, it's their version of Halloween, but they're celebrating their ancestry versus like candy. Where we're just like, oh, candy, get fat.
Yeah, it's such an American thing.
Yeah.
I like the whole Day of the Dead or whatever they call it. That's cool.
We had some history lesson in Spanish class forever ago about it. And there was something that was like, there's a very fine line of how you celebrate it too.
Yeah.
And it's very interesting. I have to look it up.
A lot of respect, a lot of emotions and all that. I don't know. It's kind of crazy. All right. So what is the topic of the day, Senor Parks?
Do you have deja vu?
Oh, you want to do deja vu?
Yeah.
We can do deja vu.
I just caught you off guard, didn't I?
You did. I was not expecting you to go with that
Ta-da!
One.
Ta-da!
So I was going down the road the other day, and I had massive amount of deja vu, and I was telling – I text Kyle. I was like, dude, we should do a podcast on deja vu. And a lot of you may or may not have had or believe in deja vu. I'm going to tell you from experience. Why is Craig so close to us?
I don't know, but he's really loud.
He's really loud.
I don't know, this is what he's saying.
I feel like his head's going to poke around the corner.
He just stopped talking.
I know, it's weird. Anyway, deja vu. I'm telling you from experience that I was the guy for a very, very long time that didn't have deja vu. And it just didn't happen to me.
It just came to you.
Well, here's what I believe, and this is all belief. I'm not going to sit here and say this is, you know, fact, you know, whatever. I believe that here's my story, and I'll tell you why I believe in deja vu. Here's my story. So I ran this landscape company for 17 years, did very well, had a lot of ups, a lot of downs, learned a lot, and ultimately we invented the MulchMate, right? And I had to sell the landscape company to fund this new manufacturing company because I didn't have enough money to get it going. And I ultimately made it all work with the money I had, and I never took any kind of VC money or any kind of
That took me a second. I got it.
Venture capitalist money. No loans, no debt. This whole thing is funded by me and very, 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 very proud of that. So I have nobody to control me. I have no strings attached to me.
But kind of like this podcast.
Yeah. There's nothing that can control me. We just have a couple very simple rules. Right, Kyle?
Yes.
Okay. So anyway, we
you only know if you get to be part of the podcast.
What is it? Oh, to be a part?
Yeah. If you're a part of the podcast, we'll tell you the rules.
You'll know the rules.
Beyond there.
There's like two. But then I took all the money that I sold the landscape company. I took all the money when I sold the landscape company, I took all that money. And I also took all of my savings. And when I say all my savings, I'm talking deep in the six figures. I took all that money and the money from the sale of the company, and I poured it into this business. And it was very strange. That was November 17 is when I sold my landscape company. Excuse me. November of 17. November 7th of 17. 10/7/17.
That's 11, buddy. 11/7/17.
I'm sorry. November. Sorry. 11. Durr!
Gotta keep them on track here, boys.
Sorry.
Gotta keep them on track.
Yeah. So here's what happened. I sell the company, and then boom, I get deja vu. And then, I mean, it is literally.
Is it when you're awake, or do you have like dreams of it?
I mostly have it during the day when I'm awake. So it'll be at a gas station, it'll be in a bathroom, it'll be in front of a computer, it'll be at a vendor, it'll be across the country, it'll be on the phone. So what happens is I get this overwhelming feeling like I've done this before. Like I've been here. I know I've had this conversation with this person, with this computer screen in front of me, with this drink in my hand, whatever the case may be.
This exact situation has happened before in your consciousness.
Yes. So what it feels like to me is that my life was off track for a very, very long time being a landscaper. And I feel like making this major change, I just took my train and plopped it back on the tracks. And now I take deja vu as a sign that I am on the right track and I am moving in the direction that I'm supposed to be moving in.
Been there.
Do you get that?
So, yes and no. So I've heard this weird, I'm going to call it a scientific theory because they've never actually been able to prove deja vu. But the theory is that there's a disconnect between the hemispheres of your brain. So one...
There's a disconnect in my brain.
Well, you know. Well, you said it, not me. Anyway, I do experience it a couple of times, but it's not it doesn't necessarily happen on things that I think like this is meant to be or is meant to happen. It's just more or less like, wow, I've relived. Like there was one time, and I don't know whether it was a dream or if it was a deja vu day type thing. You're giving me epilepsy.
Trying to fuck with you.
But no, it was weird. I had this moment. I always have dreams where I'm working. I swear to you, it's the weirdest thing. Like, I'll be in my dream, and I'm powder coating, and I'm like, I need to go blow my nose. And I'm like, no, I don't. I'm in a dream. Fuck it. And it's like, I'm serious. It's weird. But I've had moments where it's like, wow, I feel like I've relived this. Like, there's times I'm driving, and I'm like, I have been in this exact situation. Granted, like, I've driven down roads same time always. But it's like... That bird flew by at the exact same time. It's an exact piece that you're like, ooh, that's weird.
With a red car right in front of you.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And it's very weird, but it's also kind of like, okay, well, I feel like this is right. But then I also have dreams where it's like, you just got fired from Dawson. I'm like, no!
Well, that's a whole other conversation.
Yeah.
That's a whole other thing. Well, at least my theory.
It could be a part of it.
Yeah.
We'll back end it.
Yeah, I think maybe on the back end we'll do that. But like... With the whole deja vu thing, if you're not experiencing deja vu, I would question, I'm not saying you're wrong, but I would question, are you on the right track for you?
It's interesting because I don't remember what the stat was, but I think it was like 85% of people don't actually always experience it.
Really? Yeah, that's weird. I never did either.
But it's like, it's a saying or people say, ooh, deja vu, just because it's, you know, sometimes fun to say or like they experience something very similar.
Man, I'd like to get more people on and ask, you know, what their experience is with deja vu. Some people may not even know what it is.
Yeah.
But, I get it heavy, 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 heavy. Like, I'll tell you this. So you know about my crisis in my life that I've had, you know, in the last couple of years. I lost the deja vu.
Yeah.
I lost it for a year and a half.
Isn't it interesting how events skew you mentally?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Takes you out of your zone. Dude, if I yawn one more time, I'm sorry. I am dying. I need a vacation, something fierce.
I just came back from one and I could still use one.
Well.
I just, like I said, I need that mental reset, or not reset, just a bullshit with the boys and gals. Just, you and I need a party.
You and I need a shotgun to shoot, not myself, to sporting clays, and a fat cigar.
Next time, don't see myself right behind the shotgun.
I need to go sporting clay shooting with my 12 gauge, and I need a big fat cigar and like.
Dude, that head high I had off of that cigar was so weird.
It's good, right?
It was weird.
It's great.
I didn't have anything in my stomach.
Yeah.
Oh, dude, that was not a good combination.
Why didn't you eat? We did eat.
We did, but I did. It wasn't enough. Like, I had a decent bit, but I was letting everybody else eat. I had like one sandwich or two.
Well, for me, that's enough.
Everybody else was smashing, and I was, as soon as we got there, we had a shot of whiskey before we left, and then we got there, and I've never had a cigar before.
Oh.
So that was my first cigar, and I don't know whether it was mild or... Huh?
Are you inhaling?
Mm-mm.
Okay, good.
I know better. I'm not retarded.
Well...
I mean, partially, but...
It's debatable.
I said it, not you. It's okay.
Yeah.
Like, I've done pot before, and it's not like it's horrible. But yeah. It's not like I do it as a, oh, yeah, this... I'm a pothead. No, it's just like... A recreational high here and there is not going to... It's.
I would never touch it.
Me,
never.
Personally, I put cigars and weed in the same... Because think about it. Cuban cigars aren't allowed in America. They're illegal. You know, so it's like
they can't tax it.
True.
That's
but
the reason.
It's still kind of the same thing in my head. It's just like that's they're segmented the same way.
Yeah, but do you get as big a high on a cigar as you do on weed?
Well, dude, I get a fatter one on a cigar.
Really?
Yeah, dude. Mm. Some of the well, I also shut up on weed.
Yeah, I have no
so
experience.
I couldn't tell you.
I couldn't tell you. So so here's my thing with the cigar thing is, I connect it to because I didn't smoke a cigar until we hit a certain number here at Doss Manufacturing. Like I celebrated something that I had never done.
Was the cigar a deja vu moment?
No, it wasn't.
No.
Nope. I was sitting in a pool in Key West, at a mansion, with all my guys except for you because your ass had a brand new baby.
No. That was the year before. I wasn't here yet.
No, this was May.
Was it this year? I thought it was last year.
Mm-mm. It was this year.
Well, 2 years ago, not last year.
You didn't go? Right. I had a cigar this year.
I'm doing math in my head differently than you are.
2023. May of 2023.
We should probably start doing that a little bit more.
Yeah, shit.
Just actually add the date, make life easier.
Yeah, really. I do that in emails. I don't do it on the podcast. Okay. May of 23, I'm in Key West. Your ass is here because you just had a baby, or your wife just had a baby.
Mm-hmm.
And I was sitting in a pool at a mansion, literally, I'm saying like 10,000 square foot mansion. They literally call it the mansion. And I'm one street away from Duval Street. I got all my boys around me. There isn't anything pulling on me. And I'm like, this is my moment. This is when I'm going to smoke a cigar for the first time in my life. So we went down to a cigar shop, bought some really fat, just expensive cigars.
That I do remember the picture because Michigan barbecue. I do remember the picture of how fat that little sucker was.
Oh, it's great. And I don't smoke. I never have smoked. And that was the first thing I've ever smoked. And it wasn't the cigar. It was what it represented.
Yeah.
All those years of me.
It was an accomplishment or a staple.
I didn't cash in early, dude.
Yeah.
I was 37 when I did that. I waited a long, long time where everyone else around me had gotten it out of their system. I had never touched anything like alcohol, weed, cigarette. I didn't touch any. I didn't party. I guarantee you've partied 100,000 times more than I have. I've never partied ever.
I've only been to a club one time in my life.
I've never been to a club ever.
So 1X.
Okay, there you go. So either way, so the deja vu thing, it happened to me in Key West. I remember I sat down and I ordered Snapper. So good. It was like something like coconut encrusted or not pecan, some kind of nut on it. It was like literally they caught it that day.
I'm trying to think. It's south.
It was so freaking good. And then so it happened once then, and we're on this like pier overlooking, what would that be, the Gulf on that side and not the Atlantic? Because I'm on
no, you're on the Caribbean.
Yeah, but like I'm facing the Gulf.
No, right? What?
It's like facing west, right? So it's that direction. Either way.
Yeah, I don't know. I get very particular when it comes to one body of water.
Whatever. I'm facing
west.
I'll let you have it. I'm saying west. Take out the bodies of water. I'm facing west. There's an island out there with some more beautiful homes. There's palm trees. And I sit down and I look at everybody and everybody else is talking and I'm just like taking it in. And then it just hits me. It's like, whoosh. And to me, I'm like, I'm where I belong. This is exactly where I belong. This is my moment, right? And this happens all the time. The last one I had was sitting in front of the computer with my old man. He was just doing something. I'm like, whoa. And it kind of makes you dizzy for a second.
Yeah, it does, doesn't it?
Yeah, and I'm like, whoa, okay, wow. And everybody's like, you all right? And I'm like, yeah. My father's like, are you going to have a heart attack? I'm like, no.
No, it's
not
just
yet.
It's weird, though, because it smacks you. It's not that it's a it's not that it's overwhelming. It's just it feels inhumane.
Yeah,
it's weird.
You feel like an alien. You feel like you're. It's an out of body experience.
It's the simulation that Elon Musk was talking about. I'm telling you. As that a guy. Tesla literally just drives by.
See? Whoosh. It's a sign. So I do believe in signs, I think, if you will. Like the universe will talk to you. They say that it's a small world, right? Do you believe in that?
In a sense, yes. Yeah. The way that I see it is that the things that come into your life and go out of your life. They come with a reason and a purpose, and the connections are to be made at that time for a specific moment.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like our friends at our boatyard are very close friends with the last names of the Marshes. And we used to know them ages ago, and we used to always go fishing and all that fun stuff. And I want to say like 4 years ago, the father died, but we didn't have any connection all at the same time, so we didn't know they knew each other. And then like a year ago, it popped up that they were close friends, and we're like, you know the Marshes? And you're like, oh, wow, small world. And it's just like, it's part of those interconnecting pieces of life. It's weird.
That is weird. I know, it's crazy. Like, I've done that too, where people knew each other, and I knew them, and I'm like, why have I not met you?
Yeah, well, it's funny when people talk about, like, when people have a relation to Matt.
Yeah.
Everybody that knows Matt knows me.
Yeah.
Because he talks about me consistently, and I'm his best friend, he's my best friend. So when it comes to a point, and they're like, well, how do you know Matt? I was like, I've known him since kindergarten. Have you not heard? So, yeah, it's interesting how things do correlate and connect.
What does Matt do again?
HR.
For?
What the hell's the hospital? Anne Arundel down there in Annapolis?
Really?
Yeah.
Huh. No kidding. Wow. Way down there.
Yeah.
That's a hell
right
of a commute.
Route 50.
That's a hell of a commute.
Well, he's in Pasadena.
Oh, what? So who lives up north? Off 83. Oh, that's Ben.
That's Benjamin.
Okay, I got it mixed up. Okay, yeah. Well, that's where my daughter was born, and my son was in Anne Arundel.
Was it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't remember what exact department, but his wife, I know, works at University of Maryland, and she does like finances and stuff there.
Yeah.
It's like a team of 10 of them or something, but they manage millions and hundreds of millions of dollars. Holy shit.
That's where I have my jaw fixed too.
What the fuck?
What?
That's where you had your dog? Talk about connections.
Yeah, that's where I had my jaw fixed. Oh, so get this. I roll in there, and there was a church I used to be a part of when I was a kid named Antioch, and I didn't agree with how they portrayed Christianity. I just didn't agree with their teachings, and I left. And I literally get ready to go into prep for my jaw to get fixed, and this lady walks up to me with like this gallon jug, and she's like, you need to relieve yourself in this. And I'm like, and I look up at her, and she's literally one of the people that used to go to the church, and I'm like, I think I know you. And I'm like out of it. Like, I had gone 36 hours with a broken jaw just sitting there waiting in the waiting room. 36 hours I waited. And she hands me the thing. I look at it. I'm like, my thing ain't going to fit in that hole, lady. Like, it ain't going to work. And she's like, okay, I'll get you a funnel. So she got like this big funnel. And I filled that gallon jug. And it was like brown.
Yeah.
It was awful. And
you're like, I'm peeing toothpaste.
And she's staring at me while I'm peeing. Normally, I would not want some random chick to just sit there and watch me pee.
I got stage fright.
Yeah. I guarantee you I'd have stage fright, you know, in my younger. And in that moment, I was like, I don't care. Whatever.
It's so weird, the connections of things in life.
Mm-hmm.
Because then it's like, okay, well, you were born in 86. 86 is my number.
Oh, yeah?
Right. And then your number is actually Matt's number. Because he was born 9909.
Stop it.
I'm not even joking. No, that's not 09. Sorry. 98.
Really?
So 9909 is actually a tragic date for us. We lost one of our friends to esophageal cancer on 9909.
That sucks.
But there's a lot of nines in that part. And then there's 12, and you're a 12.
I'm a 12.
Which. We have a weird feeling that this next baby is going to be on a 12.
Yeah, yeah, that'd be cool.
My mother's a 12. Chloe's a 12. My sister's a 12. My brother's a 12.
My whole family's 12 except for my dad.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
What? Get it together, Craig.
Yeah, he's the 20... What is he? The 27th of July. So everybody in my family is 12th of July, the 12th of June, the 12th... It's like 12, 12, 12. Like, Ryan's a 12.
That's so weird.
It's so crazy. I don't understand it.
That it's not deja vu, but that's like a weird.
Well, like, dude, my daughter was born April 09th.
Really?
09. My first child was born on 09. And my first child was supposed to come March 25th. And she waited all the way to the 9th.
Mm.
And we went to the hospital on the 7th. And I'm like, I wonder. No, we went to the hospital on the 8th. It was a Friday. She was born on Saturday. We got discharged Sunday. So it was, we went into the eighth, and I'm like, I wonder if this baby's going to hang in there till the ninth. Like, this ought to be interesting. And then she was born, and I exploded into tears. And then I held her first, and just, I wept like a little girl. I mean, I just, oh my gosh. But yeah, I mean, when it comes to like deja vu, dude, there are so many things I believe that are giving us all signs. And I'll give you another good one. So here at Dawson, this will prove to you how humble I try to be, and I truly am. I worry about losing my mojo. I really do. I worry about, I've gotten so much right. Every time I turn around and look at a decision, I look at it as a life or death. If I get this decision wrong, I'm in freaking trouble. And there is going to be hell to pay, and I'm going to be up Schitt's Creek again. So when it comes to deja vu, I love getting deja vu, because then I feel like, okay, the last 100 decisions I made were correct. I'm still in that lane. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I don't know. I'd love to know, people listening, I'd love to know what they think. Hey at fastlane@gmail.com.
It'd be a fun conversation.
It would be a fun conversation. I actually just got an email. I emailed it to you. Somebody emailed me about the podcast. Did you see it? I forwarded it to you.
I don't know if I did or didn't. Yeah. Today's been such a crazy day. I've had so many emails for home and all that fun stuff.
Yeah.
If it did, it never came through, unless it's under promotions for one odd series.
It's going to be from Nick at UltimateUSA.com.
I don't see it.
That's weird. We have to look it up. Maybe it's in the spam. Either way.
Are you spamming me?
I'm trying to. But yeah, it's crazy. Like, when you feel something that's super, it just feels right. I don't know. I think a lot of people get scared of that. You ever feel that way?
No, I more or less go, okay, what are you doing wrong? How do I fix it? I don't know. It's my biggest one's the fucking dreams. Because I have dreams where, like, my dreams are like my deja vu.
Really?
Yeah, very similar. Now, instances aren't always the exact same, but I'll dream about what I'm going to do the next day sometimes. And it's almost accurate. Like, you ever had the mornings where you might not, but I know Matt had it once or twice, but I used to have dreams when I would wake up in my dream, and I would already have everything for myself ready to go to get out the door and get on the bus. And then I'd wake up, and I'd have to do everything all over again.
Yeah, I get. Was that? That's Groundhog Day, isn't it?
Mm-mm.
Doing it all over again?
Oh, the movie?
Yeah.
I believe so.
That's the same kind of premise, right?
Yeah, but it's like, I have dreams very similar to that, and then it's like, also within the dreams, there's lessons to be learned of, like, okay, well, you know, don't fuck this up. Don't do that. You know, make sure you do this.
Have you... So... My question is, when it comes to your dreams, how much merit do you put into them?
Depends on a dream. So, like, the ones that are... The ones the other day, the ones where I was concerned about me doing something wrong around the shop, I think it was because I didn't want to face certain things head on. But then I turned around and did it, and once I figured it out, like, Sam and I right now are on a great page.
That's good.
We had a great conversation the other night after you and I had a conversation. I think part of it started from the conversation we had about me going to look at a house, and I was like, hey, is it cool if I adjust the schedule? And then you and I had a very good conversation, which I really appreciate. And then I think about an hour, 2 hours later, Sam and I had another good one, and it was just like, hey, here's the page I'm on. Here's the page I see. I just want to let you know, I'm not here to fight you. I don't want there to be a fight. I want you to tell me how I can help make things better, and let's work together.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And as soon as I had said that, I'm like, I'm not here for just, you know, being Giggly Kyle all the time. I want to show you I'm here to work.
Well, there's value. It's just value deliver.
Exactly. That's so I was trying to get to that, because I know when it came to starting this podcast and a couple other things, I don't know if they were all necessarily on the same page, or you could tell that there was some sort of pushback because I was up here versus back there.
Mm-hmm.
And wasn't necessarily said, but you I could tell there was a thickness in the air for us.
Nothing ever was said to me.
Yeah, and that's the thing, is like I could just feel there was a thickness. Okay, it wasn't said to me, but I was like, hey, let's set things straight. I want to be able to help you out. What do we do?
Right.
So after him and I had that conversation, we set forth on a north, and for the past 3 weeks, I mean, we've been on a great page.
It's good.
You know, and it's the same thing for you and I, I'd assume, is that we had a conversation. Hey, here's the expectations. Cool, got it. I'll make sure I deliver.
I have nothing. Trust me.
Outside
I would tell
of, you know, having a baby appointment, but, you know.
I don't care. Like, if that kind of stuff just happens, I just got to know how to – I got to know the information to be able to navigate it correctly to help you.
Exactly.
But if you don't tell me, I can't help you.
Exactly.
So, well, I need to get going, so we're going to cut this one a little short.
Okay, dokie.
All right. Guys, thanks for visiting again and listening to another episode of Life in the Fast Lane. My intro really sucked on this one, so sorry.
Yeah, Life in the Fast Lane, it's all over the place.
So if you guys, please go check us out on social media. Just Google Mulch Made.
Find Damn, that's a nice ass. Sorry, gooseneck.
It was kind of short. Go check us out on, you know, just Google Mulch Made. Find your favorite social media page.
Or scroll down.
Click a link below. And please give us a follow, like some of our you know the content that you love the most, and leave us a comment, because we don't know what you like unless you tell us.
Yeah.
So let us know. We love the feedback, whether it's good, bad, or otherwise. If it's bad, I'm sure I can bat you. Come back.
Is there? Oh, there's no whip sound.
Which? Yeah, I don't think there is. Outside of that, go to MulchMateUSA.com. If you're looking to buy a MulchMate, real quick, it's $1,500 deposit on a MulchMate, 30% on a trailer. We can get it built in 2 to 3 weeks and ship it right to your front door.
And what you're actually paying for is a hat, and you're getting the MulchMate for free.
That's correct. And keep this in mind. A lot of people with the MulchMate, they're like, oh, I can't afford it. The real thing is you can't afford not to have it.
Yeah.
Because it's... The day it shows up, it's going to make you money as long as you put it on a job.
Yeah, don't look at the initial, oh, God, I got to spend this money. It's if you have the work, the determination, and the ability to get jobs lined up, it's going to prove itself very, very, very profitable for your company.
Yep.
You know, and it's a hard thing to wrap your mind around. So if I had the correct finances and everything like that and I had the jobs lined up, I would 100% do it. I don't have that scalability out of me yet, because Dawson is number one, then I focus on that.
You're just not there yet, and that's okay. A lot of guys aren't.
Hey, once I get a crew, I'll be like, hey, Nick, hook me up.
Let's go.
Let me sign my life away.
That's right. So that's the thing with the MulchMate. A lot of guys, they look at it and they're like, oh, I just got a comment the other day. A guy's like, oh, I'll just hire 5 guys. Dude, do the math.
Yeah, the math on 5 guys is what? That was a...
It's at least 1,000 hours a day minimum.
Yeah, and then what? How many working days?
20 days a month. So, month and a half.
Yeah.
It's paid for. I don't... Call 2 months. Whatever. All right, guys. Hope you have an awesome day. We'll catch you next one. And if there's something that you want us to hear us chat about, please let us know at heyfastlane@gmail.com.
Yeah, don't miss me too much.
Click the link below. Make it easy on you. All right, guys. Have a good day.
Bye.
See you. Multimate.